This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Birkinis. All the news you're about to hear is true. Really, as far as you know.
A German retiree who strangled her drunk husband with a pair of long johns...
What a way to go.
...has been sentenced to 6.5 years in jail. A court in Munich heard that the 62-year-old woman clubbed her 78-year-old hubby to the floor with an ashtray, then choked him to death with the underwear.
She was ticked.
In the sentencing,
one might say even miffed.
The judge did take into account that the defendant had suffered more than 20 years of drink-related violence and abuse, but her plea of self-defense was rejected after the court found that the woman, who weighed 198 pounds at the time of the attack, faced no real serious threat of physical harm from her drunk husband, who was pretty much out of it from boozing all day.
A Brazilian thief could not have picked a worse day to try to rob passengers at a Rio de Janeiro bus. After snatching more than $800, Jose Roberto Rocha jumped off the bus right in front of 410 police gathered in a square for an official ceremony with the Rio governor. He was heard to say, "Oops." The commanding general of the military police himself abandoned the podium to pursue him.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Dozens of officers chased him on foot and captured him after a shootout and a failed attempt to escape on another bus.
And he's lucky. Wasn't it real where the one guy tried to rob the bus and they beat him to death?
Absolutely. Yeah. Somebody grabbed him and that was it.
An Italian property developer dressed up as a woman and killed his 91-year-old blind psychiatrist because he was dissatisfied with the treatment he received.
Well, we could, I think from this vantage point, we could conclude that the treatment wasn't working.
74-year-old Cesar Fattasi crept up on his analyst, blind since the age of 2, and shot him with a pistol before killing the psychiatrist's wife and then killing himself.
Why would you put on a disguise to sneak up on a blind guy?
That's the rub. Nobody knows.
Nobody can ask him now.
You know, maybe so that... he killed the wife, too.
See?
He was depressed, said his wife, but after the treatment, he was even worse.
I'll say.
He was apparently miffed over spending 275 million lira, which works out to what, 2750?
Here.
Yeah. On treatment and wanted to be reimbursed.
The arrest of a shopkeeper accused of flirting has triggered riots in the Iranian town of Kir. Newspapers say the unrest had broken out after a local judge ordered the arrest of the grocer, accusing him of flirting with his wife while the couple were shopping at the local bazaar. The Daily Bahar said the grocer had been beaten during several hours of detention. Fellow shopkeepers closed down the bazaar in protest, and young people burned cars and set fire to the local courthouse. In Iran, that's a socially acceptable form of relations.
It's like going to a boys' club here.
A local official said that a, quote, misunderstanding, end quote, between the judge and the shopkeeper had led to the tensions and, of course, the beating and the aforementioned burnings. Paper said the grocer was cross-eyed, giving a false impression. The paper said... You cross-eyed, you flirting with my wife, boy.
That'd be a southern Iranian.
The paper said the grocer was cross-eyed, giving a false impression to the judge's wife that he was leering at her. Riots came after a district government ignored a complaint from the public about the grocer's arrest. There were no reports of any injuries.
You've been listening to This Is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Birkinis.
Send email to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.